Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 8th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitter began testing an unmentioning feature with select users on its web app. This allows users to select a Leave This Conversation option in a tweet menu, which will untag their username and stop notifications. Twitter also rolled out two new alt text features. Images with alt text will now show an alt badge in the corner, and alt text will be displayed when hovering over the badge. At the opening of Tesla's Gigafactory in Texas, CEO Elon Musk said next year, the company will start selling its Cybertruck, release its Tesla Semi EV, and begin production on its Optimus humanoid robot. Musk showed off a production Cybertruck, showing the vehicle no longer had door handles, with the vehicle sensing when to open its doors for owners. Google partnered with iFixit to offer official repair parts for Pixel phones, covering models from the Pixel 2 through the Pixel 6 Pro and future devices. This will include batteries, cameras, and displays. Parts will be available later this year in the US, UK, Australia, Canada, and the EU. Snapchat partnered with SignAll to launch the ASL Alphabet Lens, designed to help users learn American Sign Language. The lens uses hand-tracking tech the app used for its fingerspelling lens last year. The lens is available on both iOS and Android. In a study published in the Journal of Physics D, researchers at Washington State University built a proof-of-concept memristor out of a solid form of honey held between two metal electrodes. The researchers successfully tested switching this memristor on and off at speeds up to 500 nanoseconds. Currently the size of human hair, the researchers will next work on shrinking it to nanoscale, about 1/1000th that size. The researchers hope this can be the basis for future biodegradable and sustainable computing systems. India's Tata Group is truly a giant company across multiple industries. Imagine if AT&T, for example, also operated salt mines and steel foundries. Tata is planning to introduce a super app to take on Jio platforms, Amazon, and Walmart's Flipkart. Tata New will include grocer Big Basket, electronic store Chroma, pharmacy service 1mg, fashion brand Click, Tata Play Streaming, AirAsia, and Starbucks. All this alongside Tata Pay, a UPI-enabled payment service that offers loans and insurance as well. As an incentive to use the app, the rewards program of participants will be unified into new coins, each equivalent to 1 rupee. Microsoft announced it obtained a court order authorizing it to take control of 7 internet domains used by the group APT28 to target media organizations, government institutions, and foreign policy think tanks across Ukraine, the US, and EU. Microsoft redirected these domains to a sinkhole controlled by Microsoft and notified victims. Other attacks linked to APT28 include a 2015 attack on the German federal parliament and a 2016 attack against the Democratic National Committee in the US. Taiwan's Investigation Bureau informed Reuters it launched probes into roughly 100 Chinese companies suspected of poaching Taiwanese semiconductor engineers. Chinese firms can hire Taiwanese engineers, but cannot invest in parts of the Taiwanese semiconductor supply chain, including chip design. Since 2021, Taiwan prosecuted 7 cases of illegal poaching, with 27 companies either raided by investigators or summoned for questioning. A member of the Microsoft Photos app team published a video previewing a prototype of a new PowerToys module called Peek on Reddit. Peek lets users select any file in File Explorer and preview the file without opening another app using a dedicated key sequence. Google outlined how it uses AI prediction to determine when it updates business hours in Google Maps. This system looks when the hours were last updated, compares it to hours of similar businesses, and looks at popular Times traffic data to determine if hours might be incorrect. Once information needs to be refreshed, Google looks at the business website or Street View images to try and determine updated hours, checking in with calls to a business to verify those predictions. The EV maker Polestar will push out an over-the-air update to the Polestar 2, updating its underlying OS to Android 11. The Polestar 2 was the first vehicle to ship with Android Automotive as its infotainment OS, launching with Android 9 in 2020 and updated to Android 10 in January 2021. Spotify rolled out an update to its CarThing hardware, now letting users add to a queue using either voice commands or through a touchscreen. Users can also generate playlists based on genre, mood, or activity, a feature coming to all platforms with Hey Spotify support. When connected to an iOS device, CarThing can also now reject and answer calls and control media playback from other sources. NVIDIA's game streaming service GeForce Now began offering free-to-play game demos supporting 5 titles at launch. Users will need an active GeForce Now account to play the demos. And finally, HBO Max began rolling out an updated Apple TV app described as a complete redesign to offer better stability, easier sign-in and sign-up protocols, with an editable My Stuff section to let users manage continue watching and lists. The updated app is expected to roll out to all users by next week. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.